This is the Solution Building Podcast with Mark Eastman. Thank you for listening. Today's solution, you can be productive by doing something.
If you're in the construction business, I'll bet you've asked yourself, how can running a business be this hard? There's never enough time to get everything done. I'm barely making minimum wage. I could work less and make more if I were flipping burgers. It sucks that nobody told you the business side of construction would be like this. I'm Mark Eastman, and as a professional builder and general contractor for over 40 years, I've felt that pain. That's why, as the owner of Timber Creek Construction, I developed systems to make the business side of construction easier. Welcome to the Solution Building Podcast, where we'll discuss construction problems and solutions. Now, here's my friend, Nick Natarella, with this week's solution.
You can be productive by doing something. So do the first next thing. It's up to you to decide what your first next thing will be. Last week, I pointed out that doing nothing is unproductive, and I referred to the Andy Andrews book, The Traveler's Summit. The answer to being productive is to do something. Big things or a lot of things on our to-do lists can be overwhelming and lead to procrastination. This is why it's important to have a process for breaking down big things into smaller bite-sized pieces. In last week's post, I started showing how, as part of my daily routine, I sort through the clutter and chaos and prioritize and focus on the first next thing. I shared the first 5 steps last week and will share the final 6 today. Number 6, maintain positive forward momentum. Momentum helps keep things moving, whether forward or backward. This is why you want to utilize positive forward momentum that is moving you closer to your goals. Number 7, celebrate wins. What are those things I'm not very good at? I tend to be looking forward to what needs to be done next. When we're busy, it's easy to push the wins to the side and not celebrate them. Over time, it begins to feel like we're just working hard and accomplishing nothing. This can lead to giving up, and giving up isn't very productive. Number 8, don't overthink it. This is something I tend to do too much. Being a planner and a recovering perfectionist, I want things to be perfect. The problem is, overthinking reduces productivity. This isn't to say you should just shoot from the hip and wing it. It's a reminder to help me move forward. Number 9, break down big goals into brick-sized pieces. This is connected to one of my core values. It is a reminder of what this whole list is about. Breaking down big things and taking the first next step. Number 10, make goals about giving, not about getting. This reminds me my business in life isn't about me, but about those I'm working to help find solutions. When our focus is on us rather than them, it starts going down a less productive path. And number 11, review progress regularly. Be accountable. Setting goals is good, but just like New Year's resolutions, if you don't check to see how you're doing, you'll take your foot off the gas and begin drifting. Big goals are great, but you need to break them down into smaller quarterly goals. Break those down into monthly, and break those down into weekly. Then break that down to the first next step. Sharing these goals and steps with others who will help hold you accountable will help you stay on task. This concludes my first next step list. Reading through this list daily reminds me I can only do one thing at a time, and it's up to me to decide what that one thing will be. Doing the first next thing leads to productivity. Being productive and building our dream businesses and lives requires us to be aware of the issues, understand the problems, take intentional action, and continue learning. And then we will achieve our dream. If you would like to learn more about how you can be more productive and build your dream business, schedule a free 30-minute meeting by clicking on the link in the description below.
Thanks for listening to the Solution Building Podcast. If you'd like more information on business systems and coaching that can help you be more successful, check out the blog archives at solutionbuilding.net. While you're there, download a free copy of the 7 bid mistakes that cost contractors a fortune and how to avoid them. It'll show you how to save time, be more profitable, and have satisfied customers. At Solution Building, we find solutions and build dreams through coaching, consulting, and constructing. This is Mark Eastman, and thanks for taking the time to listen to me thinking out loud.